This guitar has a lot of resonances, actually.
Yes. This is also what I'm receiving from this side.
In Marrakesh, also the color, the blue, and everything is inspired by the Moroccan city.
Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a special edition of the weekly guitar meeting at Zikos Guitars. Today we are going to present to you 16 guitars, limited edition guitars of the Roma Expo Guitars 2025. This is a guitar exhibition in Italy, which takes place every year, and all the guitar luthiers that are invited to this guitar festival or guitar exhibition will make a very special limited edition guitar for this festival. And we are going to have 16 of those guitars. There is a good news and bad news today. The bad news is that I won't play any single tone. It's sad, I know. But it's at the same time the good news, because we are joined by a very, very good classical guitarist who, first of all, plays fantastic. She is playing concerts, competitions, many prizes, and at a very high level. But I think what is also important is that she also loves to try out guitars, and she likes to discover the sound and trying the guitars. And we thought it's a great opportunity to invite her for this episode of the weekly guitar meeting. So, please give a warm welcome to Ioana Kazoglu.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone.
So, welcome to Zikos. It's your second time, actually. She has already recorded an online concert a few months ago. Or was it last year?
It was in September.
Ah, September.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to present these guitars with you. And I have also another surprise today for you. I have made with every single guitar luthier of today's guitar a very short interview, and every guitar luthier will say a few words about his special guitar, about this limited edition. So actually, I don't talk today, because they will present the guitar, she will play, and actually I'm not doing anything. I'm just conducting the whole episode. So we will watch the interview, and straight away after that, Ioana will play a short part of three different pieces, and we talk maybe like 15-20 seconds about the sound of the guitar, and then we move to the next guitar. Are you ready?
Yes. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hi, this is the new CD series called Marrakesh. I made it with the torrefied spruce top, Vinger back and sides, and the Sipo mahogany neck with the V-joint also. Chris Barnett tuners. And the rosette is inspired by the mosaic palace in Marrakesh. Also the color, the blue, and everything is inspired by the Moroccan city.
Beautiful.
Fingerboard ebony. And apart from the soundboard, all African wood. So the Vinger is the first time I use it. I think it's very powerful. Reflects a lot the sound. Also torrefied spruce is the first time I use it. This time also for aesthetic reasons, but also I think that the result is a really good, really good result.
Thank you very much. First of all, it's just a joy, to listen to Ioana. She plays so clean and she brings out all the tones between, and I'm happy that I don't have to play today. And I'm sure that you are also enjoying that she's playing.
Let's see.
I will be back next week. How does it feel for you?
I really like the guitar, and she's pretty comfortable, especially for the left hand.
It's also a very important point for many people, the most important point, the comfort on the guitar. Because even if a guitar sounds very well, but it's not comfortable to play, you don't want to go with that guitar on the stage.
Exactly.
You don't want to practice. And I think it has also a great tone separation. It's a very clear guitar. So if you are playing more complicated pieces, it will be like Ioana, it will be very helpful to have a guitar like this, made by Daniele Marovello. So we will move, or we have to move to the next guitar, because we are going to have 16 guitars today, and we will just talk like 10 to maximum 20 seconds from the next guitar. And let's go to the next luthier.
Bene, buongiorno a tutti, ciao. Sono Aldo Lotta, liutaio, da ben 35 anni, quindi da tanto tempo. Sono qui per parlarvi un attimo di questa chitarra, molto velocemente, però le caratteristiche principali, intanto estetiche, la tavola armonica è una abete italiano torrefatto, le fasce e il fondo sono in cocobolo, manico in cedrella, meccaniche Alessi, copre paletta e ebano, ponticello cocobolo anch'esso, rosetta ricavata a mosaico, ricavata da tutti i pezzi di scarto della costruzione della chitarra. È una chitarra con incatenatura a graticcio, lattice bracing, e, ho ho voluto ricercare un suono proiettivo, esplosivo, forte, pur mantenendo pur mantenendo caratteristiche simili al timbro di una chitarra tradizionale. Ok. Ho dimenticato prima la tastiera in ebano.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
What do you like the most about the sound of this guitar?
This guitar has a lot of resonances, actually.
Yes. This is also what I'm receiving from this side.
Yeah.
It's very well resonating, very airy sounding.
Yeah.
And also the basses are very profound, also a bit darker. In the general sound, in comparison to the Daniele Maravello guitar from before, as the Aldo Iota said in the interview, he wanted to create a very powerful guitar but keep that traditional beautiful tone, and this guitar is exactly, I mean, he achieved his goal. Well, then we move to the next guitar.
Yes.
Hi guy, I'm just here and I present my last guitar I have made. This is my special project starting in 1992 and until today. That guitar is especially made with a very, very selectioned quality of spruce for the top. And I have used Santos rosewood for the ribs, for the back, Cedrella for the neck, and ebony for the fingerboard. I have a special Alessi tuning machine with my personal logo LF, that signifies Lorenzo Frignani. And the project of that guitar I like very much, in particular for to offer to musician a perfect balance in the different section of the instruments and from the different typology of the strings. People today generally search a powerful guitar that is sufficiently powerful, but that is for me very important, is the question regarding the balance, because the guitar is effectively a very, very difficult instrument, but very difficult for to make guitar. Also is very, very difficult to play guitar. People generally think it's very simple, but effectively is not true that. I also made violin, and I confirm that in my opinion, guitar is too difficult respect to the making violin. But it is not a game, eh? That's just for information. And all the parts of the guitar are completely and totally handmade, included the bridge. I don't use machine generally for my production. For that, I have a very little production in my ear, during my ear, and maximum 4 or 5 guitar I made. And it's a very big pleasure to have a very old and consolidated collaboration with Sickest Guitar. Thank you for the visit in Rome, and have a good trip in that wonderful city. Thank you, bye-bye.
Beautiful, thank you.
Thank you too.
What I'm receiving from this side, you can also write in the comments if you agree or not, is a lot of colors. It's a colorful guitar, and also covered with some very soft overtones. And it's a very lyrical guitar, I would say. And let me know if you agree or not, or what are you hearing from the other side. Are you also interested in hearing what the people think?
Yes, and I do agree with you. Yeah. Should I also write it in the comments or?
Do you have a YouTube channel? If you have a YouTube channel, go and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do you have one?
Well.
Okay, like a hobby YouTube channel. Okay, but still, go and follow the channel. Okay, next guitar.
Questa chitarra è un modello speciale fatto per Roma Expo Guitar 2025. È un mio modello, un modello speciale con appunto decorazioni molto particolari, decorazioni sul ponte, decorazioni sulla paletta, fasce fondo in zericote, abete Val di Fiemme. Questo appunto è un progetto ispirato a Garcia, e 8 raggi con asimmetrici con le due chiusure finali. È una chitarra molto moderna, molto reattiva, ha un basso profondo presente e un cantino molto, molto importante, molto chiaro. E questa il ponte in zericote e appunto è il modello speciale per il reggae.
This guitar, and I remember that the previous guitar that we had received from Antonio Marchese was for me also one of the best guitars that I had played in the recent years, so congrats to him for his great work. It's a very well breathing guitar. Everything is coming out easily.
Yes, and the melodies.
Yeah so you also feel
the same,
very comfortable, and fantastic guitar, and also it looks also very beautiful with all the decorations and purflings and the zericot. You can just turn the guitar. You can find more pictures and detailed information on our website. If you are interested in more information, you can find everything in the video description. Well, let's move to the next guitar.
Hello, I'm Luca Pollastro. This is the limited edition that I built from Roma Expo guitars. And this is my concert model. It's built by the traditional way, based on the 7 fan bracing system. And we have Madagascar rosewood for back and sides. spruce Italian spruce top, ebony for the fingerboard, and the Spanish cedar for the neck. We have a custom design for the headstock and the Alessi tuning machine. And we here we are.
Say two words.
Two words
about this guitar. Two characters.
This is really light.
Light.
And really comfortable.
Okay.
And ciao Luca. Two words.
Ciao Luca. Ciao Luca. Also from me. Yeah, it's. I think you mean with light. Very light response, no?
Yeah.
It's the tones come out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sounds very full bodied from this side. Probably all of the guitars of today will have many colors because most of them are built traditionally, and usually the guitars made by Italian guitar luthiers have very nice colors and a very elegant tone. So you are going to hear this many times today, probably. Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, it was a Luca Pollastro guitar. And let's move to the next one.
Ciao, sono Ennio Giovanetti. Siamo a Roma Expo del 2025. E volevo presentarvi la special edition di quest'anno, la limited edition. Questo è uno strumento per me molto speciale perché si rifà un po' alla mia storia di quando ho iniziato a costruire. Quest'anno ho dedicato lo strumento a un liutaio, Antonino Scandurra, che è morto purtroppo l'anno scorso, che per me è stato un grande insegnante e mi ha lasciato veramente in eredità tantissime cose sul suo modo di costruire, tantissime idee. E ho deciso di riprendere in mano uno strumento che avevo iniziato a fare 25 anni fa proprio su sue istruzioni, sulle cose che mi spiegava lui. E ho tirato fuori questa chitarra che è uno strumento veramente speciale perché mette insieme tantissime caratteristiche a cui io tengo. Innanzitutto cercavo di avere uno strumento che mantenesse un suono tradizionale, un suono dolce, un bel suono pulito della chitarra, senza andare a stravolgere quello che è il mondo della chitarra classica, per come lo vedo io. C'è un suono che si rifaccia alla Spagna come riferimento. Però cercavo di avere anche molta più potenza, perché il modo di suonare dei chitarristi è cambiato tanto negli ultimi anni e so che la ricerca della potenza in uno strumento è diventata molto importante. Quindi ho unito tutte queste idee che avevo al tempo sullo strumento a una concezione un po' più moderna della chitarra e ho tirato fuori questo strumento. Come potete vedere, ha un manico rialzato rispetto al piano armonico, perché è costruita su quella che è una calotta sferica. Utilizzo una base sferica su cui incateno il piano armonico. Una volta incatenato mantiene una bombatura costante in tutte le direzioni. Questa cosa mi permette di scendere tantissimo con gli spessori del piano armonico, di avere un'incatenatura dentro molto leggera e sottile. Ho solo 4 raggi più una sottile striscia sottoponte. Perché tutto il piano armonico è sorretto non dall'incatenatura ma dalla bombatura. In questo modo è un piano armonico leggerissimo e più si scende di peso sul piano armonico più si ha potenza. Però al tempo stesso tutte le tensioni che ha lo strumento gli permettono di avere una gamma di armonici molto ampia. Se sentirete nei video, poi è uno strumento veramente pieno di suono. In più ho utilizzato legni molto importanti per me. Il Satinwood è uno dei miei legni preferiti, se non il mio preferito. È un legno pieno di armonici, pieno di suono, ha una rigidità e una leggerezza che unite insieme sono splendide. Ho utilizzato un piano armonico in abete molto stagionato, è un abete stagionato più di 10 anni, potete vedere che ha dei colori molto marcati dovuti alla stagionatura. E in più ho utilizzato per il manico un legno a cui io sono molto affezionato, che è il ciliegio. Il ciliegio è un legno che in pochi usano perché è un po' pesante, quindi molti liutai si spaventano a usarlo. In verità, usato nella maniera giusta, è un legno che dà un sustain e un attacco molto deciso al suono. E quindi, unito al fatto della leggerezza e della espressività del piano armonico, crea un suono totale dello strumento molto affascinante. Io spero che presto possiate vedere questo strumento sul sito dei Sikkas Guitar, perché è uno strumento veramente interessante che vi affascinerà e spero che vi piaccia tantissimo. Intanto siamo qua a Roma e sta avendo molto successo. Thank you.
I think until now, this is my favorite guitar from all the guitars. But I will tell you at the end of the video, because we have still many guitars left, which one was my favorite, and you too.
Yeah, I will say that, yeah.
And really, of course, yeah, sorry.
No, it's, you can really sing with this guitar, even in the higher.
Yeah. I mean, when you play that tone,
right?
Usually on every guitar, the tone cuts very fast, which is actually very normal. Because it's a guitar at the end. But in this case, when you play that tone, the tone was singing.
Yeah.
Congrats to Ennio Giovannetti. And let's move to the next guitar.
This is the next guitar for Sitas. They asked me to make another time my lattice brace interpretation with my lattice brace Ducale model. Of course, Ducale is for the shape of the rosette that represent Palazzo Ducale. And my interpretation of the lattice brace is to make a guitar in wood, only made by wood. The thickness of the soundboard are the same of Torres model, but the design of the lattice brace remember this thickness. In particular, my limited edition is inspired to a poem of John Keats called Ode on Grecian Urn that represent the ekphrasi, a word in Grecian language that means the speech around an artistic work. Here in during this edition of Roma Expo we can find many colleagues that try to get to the guitar a different way of thought, not only an object that needs for play a musical instrument, but one reason, one meaning over. For example, Fabio Zontini with his paint inside, for example, Daniele Marabello with the trip in Marrakesh, or other colleagues, give thinking about the guitar as a message to the human person, because mostly in this historical period all the objects that remember that we are human and non AI is really important for us. So thank you to Sikas, and I hope that your customers appreciate this instrument. Thank you very much.
Thank you. say something.
I really like the vibratos that I can do.
Yeah.
With this guitar.
When you were doing the vibrato on the basses,
yeah,
it reacts very well,
yeah,
to the vibratos. Can you do a vibrato on a,
yes,
bass?
Here, for example.
Sound of the guitar is very dark and powerful, mm-hmm, I would say. Also very responsive.
Yes.
The basses come out very fast, and I mean it's a kind of lattice braced guitar, so but you have at the same time a very beautiful tone, very natural tone, made by Marco Magudo. Well, should we move to the next guitar?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Buongiorno a tutti, sono Silvia Zanchi e costruisco chitarre nel mio laboratorio a Bergamo. Ho portato qui a Roma Expo, una bellissima manifestazione a cui ho avuto occasione di partecipare anche quest'anno, degli strumenti nuovi e in particolare ho preparato due nuovi modelli che sono una lattice bracing e una double top. Sono entrambe costruite con la tavola in abete e il fondo e fasce in palissandro indiano. Questo è il modello double top che è fatto con un sandwich tra abete e Nomex. La rosetta, come vedete, a parte l'estetica molto particolare, riprende un po' quello che riguarda la struttura interna della tavola, che sarebbe quello del Nomex, che riprende un alveare. Quindi vedete che questo motivo decorativo è ripreso sulla rosetta, sul ponticello e l'etichetta. L'etichetta ha nei miei modelli limited edition sempre la cornice disegnata a mano che riprende il motivo della rosetta. È uno strumento secondo me molto interessante, permette di avere un maggior volume e una prontezza di suono maggiore. Qua possiamo vedere il fondo e le fasce in palissandro indiano, il manico in cedrella. Su questo strumento ho fatto comunque una cosa particolare che faccio da tutti gli ultimi strumenti che ho costruito, di mettere una finitura satinata che facilita anche l'esecuzione perché rende più scorrevole il manico. Tutto lo strumento è finito a gomma lacca. È un mio modello personale ed è una delle due limited edition che ho presentato a Roma Expo. Thank you.
Amazing guitar.
Yeah. Is it double top or single top?
Double top.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, very really good. Nice. Very good guess. Because Ioana knows the names, of course, but not the construction.
Yeah.
And as the Silvia Zanghi said, she has used the construction of the top in the rosette. So it's a double top with Nomex, and you can see the Nomex in the rosette.
Okay.
She has painted the Nomex core. Yeah.
It's really nice to have the possibility to play with the guitar because in the expo I didn't have the time to try the guitar of Silvia. I saw it, but yeah.
Great. Now you know how it sounds.
Really
powerful.
Nice.
Powerful. The special thing about this guitar is I think it's a double top guitar, but at the same time it sounds natural.
Yeah, it
We have the colors. And
it has something. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's move to the next guitar, which is also made by Silvia Zanghi, but it's a lattice brace.
Oh, nice.
La seconda chitarra che ho portato, che è sempre la limited edition, è uno strumento particolare perché è fatto con un'incatenatura a graticcio, che vuol dire un'incatenatura fatta con delle catene incrociate. In questo caso, come nell'altro, abbiamo uno strumento molto pronto con un attacco molto immediato. Ho lavorato nella direzione in cui poter trovare uno strumento, poter ottenere uno strumento con un maggior volume e una timbrica particolare. La cosa interessante di questi progetti è proprio il fatto di avere una tavola che lavora come se fosse una pelle di tamburo, quindi una tavola molto sottile che funziona molto bene sorretta da, questo, da questa incatenatura reticolo, che in questo caso ho fatto in abete. Se guardiamo poi l'estetica, come nell'altro strumento, abbiamo la rosetta che riprende il graticcio con cui è incatenata la tavola, che viene ripreso ancora sulla piastrina del, del ponticello e nell'etichetta. Anche questo strumento è fatto in palissandro indiano, col manico in cedrella, anche in questo caso satinato, verniciato a gomma lacca, un diapason standard. Le meccaniche per tutti e due gli strumenti sono di Alessi.
Beautiful. I think Silvia Zanghi tried to add a lot of power to the guitar, but keep the balance at the same time. And it's, for me, it's a very smooth sounding and mid-rangey guitar.
Yeah.
It's what I'm hearing from this side. What is your honest, feeling?
Yeah, I don't know which one I like more now.
But are they different for you?
A lot. They are.
They are different. Yes. Yeah. Yes. They are, yeah.
Yeah. I would like to play more, to be honest.
Play more?
Maybe next time. Next time. We still have how many guitars more?
I think 9, 8.
So,
okay.
Maybe
we have to move on.
Hi everybody, I'm Marco Rioi and this is my guitar from Roma Expo Guitars 2025. This is my limited edition model. It has a cedar top and it is a hybrid top because the bracing is a 7-fan bracing with a balsa wood and carbon fiber. Okay. The rosette represents astronomy, Milky Way, because it's my great passion since I was a child. I want that the rosette tell all about me and my story. And also there is gold from my wife. So it, all my story inside the rosette and the guitar. The back and sides are made in Indian rosewood. Another interesting part of the guitar is the finish. It's a matte finish. And it's really interesting because it's eco-friendly finish. It's water, it's made by water. It's a water-based finish and really strong to scratch. You can't scratch this finish. And it sounds really, really well. So, inside this guitar is all my story, and hope you like it, and enjoy it. Thank you. Grazie.
Tell us something about the sound.
The truth is that I don't know. I'm really connected with the guitars,
mm-hmm.
by Marco. And I like everything, to be honest, because I can sing with it. I can, I don't know, do my vibratos again, yeah, as we said, for the other guitar.
Yeah.
And I mean, in every position, mm-hmm, as well.
Yeah, I noticed also it's very well balanced.
Yeah.
In every position that you play, the tones have the same intensity.
It's really there.
Yeah, and you have the control over, yeah, the guitar, and this is what you want as a musician, to control the guitar, and that the guitar does everything what you ask for.
Yeah.
It's actually, it is how it should actually be, but it's not that easy. As the Lorenzo Ferniani said, guitar is a very difficult instrument to build, and but yeah,
to play as well,
and to play as well, yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. Especially classical pieces.
Yeah,
yeah, beautiful guitar, also the rosette,
yes,
the Milky Way, oh, yes, and great,
yeah.
So thank you.
Grazie Marco.
Grazie Marco. Ciao Marco. And yeah, we move to the next guitar.
Yes.
Io sono Fernando Mazza e in questa occasione voglio presentarvi la mia chitarra Limited Edition. In questo caso, per la Roma Expo Guitars, ho fatto una chitarra lattice bracing con una incatenatura in legno di balsa e fibra di carbonio. Questa chitarra ha la caratteristica che ha una cassa armonica in palissandro de Santos, ma in questo caso l'ho fatto all'estilo spagnolo tradizionale. Di solito la mia chitarra lattice bracing ha una cassa armonica in multistrato e doppio fondo con Nomex, però in questa occasione, per la mostra di Roma Expo Guitar 2025, ho deciso di usare una cassa armonica uguale al mio modello 20° anniversario, ovvero che è una cassa armonica tradizionale con una tavola armonica in lattice bracing. Una cosa che ho aggiunto è la finitura della tavola armonica, è una finitura in nitrocellosa mate. Una finitura di vernice molto molto sottile, ma allo stesso tempo è un pochino più resistente che la vernice di gomma laca. Quindi le mie chitarre avranno da ora in poi questa finitura che la rende anche elegante, una finitura brillante, lucida nelle fasce nel fondo, mentre che e la tavola armonica una finitura mate. Questa chitarra ha anche la particolarità di avere due rinforzi in fibra di carbonio nel manico. Questi rinforzi sono tubi quadrati, ma nell'interiore sono tondi, sono vuoti, quindi questo fa che abbia una superficie, il mango, vuota, perché dentro di quel tubo in fibra di carbonio è un vuoto, quindi è molto resistente, ma allo stesso tempo funziona come un risonatore, quindi è una cosa anche molto bella. Anche il ponticello di questa chitarra ha una struttura interna con fibra di carbonio. Questo fa che il ponticello sia molto leggero, ma allo stesso tempo rigido. Quindi anche questo è un'innovazione, perché non si vede la fibra di carbonio, ma esiste dentro del ponte. Tutto questo fa che la chitarra sia molto reattiva, molto potente, che abbia un bilancio importante. Niente, questa è la mia chitarra Limited Edition per Roma Expo Guitars.
mean, Fernando Mazza guitars are famous for their powerful sound.
It's insane from the first note.
Yeah.
When you tune, you understand it.
Yeah.
And it's always so easy to play as well. It's amazing. I don't know how you do it, Fernando.
But you do it very good, in a very good way. Yeah, it's very responsive, loud, a lot of overtones.
And the bass, and everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Incredible.
Yeah, there is nothing left to say.
Or...
Oh, there is something to
maybe
mention. We are going to record... Ioana is going to record a full concert tomorrow on this Fernando Mazza guitar, and probably after a few weeks you will hear the full concert on this guitar.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. And next guitar.
Questa è la mia chitarra special edition per Roma Expo Guitars. E è la seconda di un progetto che prevede tre chitarre nell'arco di 10 anni. La prima chitarra l'ho realizzata nel 2020, si chiamava La Sibilla, e questa del 2025 si chiama La Delizia. La terza, che chiuderà questo progetto, la realizzerò nel 2030. E la caratteristica principale di questi tre strumenti è quella di avere al proprio interno, sul fondo e sulle fasce, un'opera pittorica ad olio realizzata dall'artista italiana Micaela Cagliero. Per la Sibilla ci eravamo ispirati agli affreschi della Cappella Sistina. In questo caso abbiamo omaggiato il pittore fiammingo Hieronymus Bosch e la sua opera, che si chiama Il Trittico, Il Giardino delle Delizie. Il senso di questo progetto, della nostra idea, è un po' quello di nascondere l'opera d'arte all'interno dello strumento, come se fosse un messaggio in bottiglia lanciato verso il futuro. Quindi ci diverte l'idea che il dipinto rimarrà per molti anni nascosto qui dentro e magari verrà visto dai posteri. Tutti questi strumenti, sia la Sibilla che la Delizia e che è appunto il nuovo strumento che ci sarà nel 2030, sono corredati di un piccolo libro catalogo che racconta le caratteristiche tecniche dello strumento e mostra quello che c'è all'interno, cioè il dipinto, che ormai non è più visibile se non con strumenti come telecamere, specchi. E la stessa cosa avevo fatto nel 2020 per la chitarra La Sibilla. La chitarra ha la tavola armonica in abete e fondo e fasce in acero quilted. Monta meccaniche a lessi con palettine in osso vero, e il progetto si basa su un'incatenatura a 5 raggi con un sottoponte. Quindi uno strumento tradizionale come tutti gli strumenti che realizzo. Questo è uno strumento limited edition, però direi che è uno strumento unico, perché d'accordo con l'artista Micaela Cagliero abbiamo deciso che non ripeteremo mai più questo soggetto. Quindi questo è veramente un pezzo unico. Thank you.
I didn't expect this kind of sound.
Very delicate.
Yes.
Very delicate.
Very delicate. And it has also a very deep air body frequency. So it's I think it's E or D. It's very deep if you play the sixth string.
You mean
string,
uh-huh. Should I?
It's yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Mm-hmm.
Like a bass guitar.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nice description. So
yeah, it has a very deep air body frequency, and I think this guitar has a beautiful soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it has a painting inside, so maybe that's why.
I didn't see that. Oh.
Yeah. There is a painting inside
wow.
the guitar, as you have heard in the interview of Fabio Zontini. And
I don't know, probably they cannot see it, right?
Actually, you cannot see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if after many, many years, because of, I don't know why, the guitar is open, you can see the painting. So it's a piece
really?
Of art. It's a special,
it's really...
very special project. And sometimes if the luthiers do a very experimental instrument, I doubt if the guitar will sound good. But in this case, it still sounds very nice, very natural, delicate. I think
yeah.
delicate describes it very well. So congrats to Fabio.
Yes.
Zontini. Well, then we will do a little break, a coffee break, and then
we're back.
So, the next guitar is also made by Fabio Zontini, but I didn't do an interview with him regarding this guitar, so that's why I will tell you a few information about it. So, this is also a Roma Expo guitar edition, a limited edition, and it's built traditionally with 7 fan braces, a very beautiful rosette, very complex, beautiful combination of colors, and the back and sides. Ioana, turn the guitar, please. Oh, it's made of ebony.
Ooh.
Ebony back and sides. It looks gorgeous. I mean, and you have also some elements of the ebony in the headstock of the guitar. I'm not sure if you can see it in this way. Otherwise, please check our website. You will find all the information. Beautiful work.
Thank you.
What do you say?
I really like the sound of this guitar. Mm-hmm. It's really clear.
Clear? Yeah.
Refined, no?
Refined?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what I also think. The tones are very well separated. It's like every tone has its own highway and you can follow every tone. It's also very responsive. Every tone is coming very fast.
Yep.
And it's a character of Antonio de Torres guitars. And I like the color of the tone.
Yes.
It's very delicate, actually. Also.
Yeah. And he also has a character already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if many people are talking, you can notice or recognize the voice of one of them if they are talking at the same time. I can recognize one voice.
Everyone.
This is exactly, and this is the case with this guitar. It's very, it has a strong character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we will move to the next guitar, which is also an amazing instrument.
Hi everyone, we are here in Rome and this is my special edition guitar. For the decoration, I use alternative materials using wood combined with colored epoxy resin. It creates a very special and unique effect, visual effect. This is my personal project. It is a traditional guitar based on the French school of guitar making. Back and sides are Indian rosewood, torrefied spruce top, ebony for the fingerboard, Spanish cedar neck, Barnett tuners, and the varnish, it's all French polish.
And it's seven fan braced?
Yeah, seven fan braced with a brace under the bridge.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Special instrument.
Exactly. Also, from the aesthetics, the rosette and the purflings, it's a lot of work, but also the combination of the colors and how he made it, it looks very special.
Yes.
For me, it's a bit similar to the Zontini guitar in terms of clear tone and well separated tone. You can follow everything and very good guitar. And there was also a test in the Roma Expo during the festival where every guitar was played, and actually I could this guitar very clear. It was a big hole, and so this guitar projected very well in
I think there are a lot of things to discover.
Yes.
In this guitar.
It's a complex sound.
Yeah.
I think it's a good sentence to end it. Complex sound. A guitar by Danilo Bazzana. And let us know, what do you think about the sound of this guitar? And let's move to the next one.
We continue.
Ciao a tutti, mi chiamo Giacomo Guadagna, sono l'itaio di Roma Expo Guitars. Per questo anno, per questo 2025, ho presentato una limited edition in acero occhiolinato. Invece Italian Spruce, abete italiano, roasted, torrefatto. Nulla, per questa limited edition normalmente io mi diverto a fare queste rosette molto, molto elaborate che richiamano un po' le maioliche siciliane, mia regione di origine. E ho cercato di rifinire il più possibile anche la torretta, che riprende il mosaico della rosetta, e alcuni elementi sono riproposti qui come finitura sul bordo. Anche la tastiera è rifinita con questo binding. E tutto si completa con meccaniche italiane Alessi di fascia alta, e questa è la mia limited edition.
Can I say something?
Of course.
The previous guitar that I have tried by Giacomo Guadagna was also very impressive, very powerful. It's a loud and powerful guitar with a dark sound overall. Mm-hmm. And this is also very similar to that guitar. Many classical guitarists also feel comfortable when they are trying his guitars. At least it was my experience last time when we recorded the previous guitars of Giacomo.
Yeah.
And it's a very well-balanced guitar, more brown and dark sound. It sounds also very close to a maple guitar, but it has maple back and side, so it's obvious that it sounds maple-y. Maple-y? Maple-like?
Could be.
Maple-y.
I don't know.
You know what I mean.
Exactly, well, those would be my words as well for the guitar. Yeah.
Great. And of course, the rosette is, it's a lot of work, and I mean, it's a limited edition. It's
what can you do, right?
Yeah,
but it's limited.
It's limited.
It's unique.
It's unique, truly limited. Great. Then we have only two guitars left, and thanks for sticking around until now. I hope you're enjoying it, and if you do, please leave a like and click on the subscribe button, and let's move to the last two guitars.
Hi, this is my limited edition for this year at the Roma Expo Guitars. I use for this model Madagascar rosewood for a back and side, Spanish flamed cedar for the neck, and a very old, very seasoned top of cedar, Canadian cedar. This is my own model. It's traditionally built. It's with 7 fan bracing and a reinforcement under the bridge. And for the aesthetic part, I used mother of pearl for the bridge rosette and for the headstock. The back is in a three-piece, and also I use the torrefied maples for the decoration, this dark side. I hope you like it.
I think we both can agree on one word. Amazing. What do you wanted to say?
I would say dynamics.
Dynamics.
Amazing dynamics.
Amazing Could dynamics. Be. Two words.
Yeah.
Amazing dynamics. I mean, amazing anyway, in the general sound of the guitar, and you like the
but
dynamics.
I mean, yeah, and I mean, I could really do the dynamics I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
I see response, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat the guitar.
I also felt that when you were playing, because sometimes if you try to play quiet, somehow the guitar, the sound fades out.
Exactly.
And if you try to get loud, the limit of the guitar is reached. But in this case, you were trying to play with dynamics, and the guitar did exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, the pianos and the fortes as well. Yeah,
and also it's very well resonating, well breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is again a kind of guitar he did. A lot of stuff. I mean, it's a torrified spruce, a very special and decorative rosette with Madagascar rosewood back and sides. And you think, oh, a lot of elements, decorative elements. Does it sound also good? But it does. It does. It sounds really.
It does.
Special. Wow! Congrats to Gerardo Cianfrance. We have one guitar left.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's the last one?
The last one.
Which
are
one
you,
is
are you happy that it's the last guitar?
I'm happy that I will play also with it.
A very diplomatic answer. I mean, we have recorded, or you have played on 17 guitars today.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible how you did that. With this constant quality of playing. And of course, we did some breaks.
Coffee, pizza,
falafel, Turkish coffee,
Greek coffee,
Persian coffee.
We can call it the way we want, no?
Yeah. It's up to you. If it's Persian coffee or Greek or Turkish coffee. Yeah. Last guitar.
Yes.
Ciao, sono Roberto Pozzi. Questa è la mia limited edition alla tavola armonica in abete, fascia fondo in palissandro indiano, il manico in mogano, tastiere in ebano. È un modello tradizionale, semplice, 7 raggi, senza sottoponte, senza baffi di chiusura, senza niente. Ha un'intonazione della fa diesis e come estetica ho scelto un filetto, secondo me molto bello, molto particolare, che non ho mai visto su altri strumenti. E questo disegno centrale è un disegno che faccio da un po' di tempo e mi piace molto, sembra molto tridimensionale che esce.
So, we have the last guitar, limited edition one, right? From Roberto Pozzi.
It's nice to meet you, Julian.
Yeah, nice to see you, Julian.
Maybe it's fun if I play one little piece and then you talk about the sound. Thank you. You know what?
Go.
I'm glad that we are finishing this week, this week's weekly guitar meeting, Roma Expo edition, with this guitar. I think it's a great guitar.
Every sound and in every position.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You played with it in the expo, in Roma.
I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay.
And the basses are also very driving, forward going. It's like an electric guitar, you know, like a amplified electric guitar. And at the same time, very well balanced sound also. Okay. Loud and... Yeah. Yeah, it's a guitar that just works.
Yes.
It works.
Yeah.
Actually, it sounds very like something special when I say this guitar works. But actually, it's not easy that a guitar offers you many qualities and that a guitar does exactly what you want.
But to be honest, all of them. How many were seven?
17.
17. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, it's 17. I was saying 16 guitars at the beginning of the video. It's 17.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Right. Which guitar?
Yeah. Which guitar did you like the most? You know what? It's very difficult.
It's really hard.
So that's why you are allowed to mention two guitars.
I mean, I would like to mention all of them, to be honest. And I mean, I remember that I had the luck to try them even in Roma.
Yeah.
In the expo. Mm-hmm. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Because every instrument is really different. Could you help me?
I will tell you my two favorite guitars.
Yes.
But again, it's very difficult because every guitar has a different quality. I think there are two guitars that touched me the most.
Yes.
I think it was Ennio Giovannetti,
yes,
guitar with the satin wood.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of thinking between Antonio Marchese and Gerardo Centonze. One of these two.
Sure.
But I think I would go for Centonze guitar. I love that. And does it make it easier for you to choose?
No, I think you should give me more time. And then I could also leave a comment with my favorite guitar.
Okay, Ioana will write down in the comments which guitars she preferred.
Yeah, so that I think about it.
Yeah, fair enough. But even you, please.
Let us know.
Let us know what was your favorite guitar. Probably it's also difficult for you to choose one. But maybe just the aesthetics of a guitar was interesting for you, because for some people, sound is important, but aesthetic and how the guitar looks is also very important, which is fair enough. Yeah. And so again, thank you for giving us your time and trying all these guitars. It was a long day, but
we did it.
We did it. And I think we should have a coffee.
See you soon.
You will see her in the comments. Yeah. Bye.